Lucas, you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
I'm not sure.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
He was, like, literally.
Get it?
You're so literal these days.
Literal these days.
Literal these ways.
Okay, we're not rapping today.
Not today. This is only 131, right?
150, you got to do another rap.
Heck no.
What?
I thought it was a duet.
Maybe we'll do a duet.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And we have a, as the kids say, a banger today, Walls. So we are going to be talking about the balance. Is there balance of being a husband, a father, and an entrepreneur? And obviously, anybody can switch this up with being a mother, being a wife, all those kind of things. But I'm not a wife.
You're
or
not.
A mother, so I can't really talk through those lenses. So I'm going to talk through the lenses of myself. Is that okay with you?
I think that is okay with me.
You think? So you took a drink of my Celsius. I'm fine with that. A, are you still sick? Should I take a sip after you or not?
No, I'll take the rest.
Fine. All right. And then we're going to do some sports talk. Just give everybody a little fantasy football update on my team. I know they're dying to know.
Did you win last week?
Of course I won last week.
What'd you beat? Was that Burt smoked?
Nice. I had Jefferson and Cup going for the first week, both together, both crushed it. Jefferson's hurt, but Cup slides right in. That slides right in. That is some good GMing right there. And then we're going to do a true false segment and then get into some story time. So this is going to be a fun one. So as Lucas calls, I'm definitely not taking a drink
I
of
told you not
my
to.
Celsius. How much did you? All right, that's fine. All
I don't
right.
have any left.
Okay, listen up. So Lucas, we're going to dilute this down and break it down. But how do you balance being a husband, father, and entrepreneur? And then we'll get on to the rest of it and break it down a little bit. But that's a lot. We do a lot in a day.
It is a lot. Yeah, I just think most importantly to me is understanding, you know, the order of those. Because if you're putting all your focus and presence into being an entrepreneur, your marriage is going to suffer. And so is your relationship with your children, which are both extremely important, right? But to me, that number one relationship, and you know, I'm not perfect by any means here, but it's what I strive to be, is your relationship with your wife. And if that is strong, it allows you to be a better father. And then if those relationships are strong, it just allows us to come in here to the office and build the business, without fear, without worry, and just in a good place and coming from a good spot and motivated and happy and healthy. And I think the whole office can feel that.
So you know what I took from that? I took what helps you, and I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm different. Yeah. I'm just breaking out. You say what helps you is prioritizing. Not prioritizing, but kind of like you understand that the most important, the foundational relationship that helps your other relationships is your relationship with Ashley, your wife.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's really important to know, like, hey, if I can focus on this one and get this right,
mm-hmm.
obviously there's ups and downs, like every one of these, being a father, there's ups and downs, husband, there's ups and downs, entrepreneur. But if you focus on that one, then you feel like everything else becomes a little bit more tackleable or easy.
Yeah, it is easy. I agree. This is what we're doing here in business is just fun in my eyes, right?
Yep.
It's a game. And I heard the saying one time, it's like, problems in the office are just challenges, just mm-hmm. stuff to overcome. Problems at home are problems.
Yeah.
Like those are real problems that you got to get figured out. But yes, I think your
assessment
of that was very accurate.
Analization of it.
Hey.
What?
Just you and butt talks on this podcast.
I mean, there's like 130 episodes. I feel like I've talked about butts or buttholes like four of them. But is that probably a high percentage?
I would say so.
Well, it's not a high percentage of episodes, but for that specific topic, it's a high percentage.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. So what's your take on balancing?
So, yeah, I agree. So I kind of look at – going to break it down how I look at it when I'm talking to people about it. I'm on podcasts. I look at it as three different parts of my life, but I look at them and we can break it down. But I look at it as family, which is father and husband. So I look at it as family, entrepreneur, and then like your fun. And I know that's kind of, they're just, I'm adding fun and combining father and husband for just my specific example, but we'll continue to break those down. But I feel like me personally, I cannot be good at all three. I don't feel like I can be really good and really present with my family, be a really good entrepreneur, and then just go out three nights a week and have a ton of fun. I just don't feel like I can do that. I feel like if I do prioritize, I prioritize my family and my business. And the beautiful thing is I have fun with both of those. Those both fill up my cup. Boom, 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 boom. If you're watching on YouTube, you know what's happening. You know what's happening.
Double fisted.
Double fist. And those are my two cups and they're full.
I remember one time Tyler told us to not joke in this segment.
He did. So. And we're talking about butts and two girls in one cup.
I did not take it there. Did you?
Oh, I thought that's what you're doing with the two cups.
I was saying
cup.
Double fisted.
Oh.
Like you're...
We're all over the place. All right, Lucas, get it back on the rails. Gosh darn it.
All right. Tell us about you can't be
good. I can't be good at all three, I don't think. And I don't think very many people can. I feel like a lot of people will, and I'm not even talking specifically with like friends. I can probably think of a few, but that are, they have fun. They do a ton of this. They golf all the time. They do all these things. They're doing a lot. And then something else slips. They're not like getting promoted, or they're not starting a side hustle, or they're arguing at home, or they are like present at home and then they have fun. And then they're at a, like a job that they're not making a ton of money, not progressing, not starting a side hustle. So that kind of financial side of it, that's probably a better way to put it. Walls, the financial side, the family side, and the friend side.
Ooh,
I feel like it's
the triple F,
the triple F, the F entendre. So I feel like that is just personally how I look at things, how I have my lens on things, and how I view it. I like to have fun, of course, but I have so much fun growing these businesses and the struggles and all that stuff, and so much fun at home with the two little kiddos and my wife. So I tend to focus on those two. And I know we're talking father, husband, father, entrepreneur. You can definitely break down the family into father and husband, because those are two similar but very different roles.
Yes, I was going to make a joke, but I did not.
Yeah, Tyler would be so mad at you.
So, yeah, I like that. Family, fun, financial. So I think, you know, we don't give each other enough credit on the fun side of thing, because I feel like that's what we sacrifice and we say we're not great at. But what we have done a good job of is blending some of those buckets together. For example, say with family time, we bring some friends over to hang out with the family, and we get to kind of have entertainment, fun, and family time at once. Same with like the business side of things. This is fun for us, right? Mm-hmm. We get to be around awesome people that we hired, some of them being our friends for a very long time. So we can kind of blend that, and sometimes blending the family in the business as well too, right? Mm-hmm. Like having our kids in the office here, or taking them to a house, or being part of a fundraiser together or something. So I think some of those kind of blend together for us and allows us to not go crazy because we are having fun, but in a different way.
Yeah. No, I could see that. And that's, I guess, a better way to articulate, like, I guess mixing them together. So I have fun doing the other, everything that I do, I feel like I have a level of fun in. So I 100% agree. We see movies a couple times a year. You know, I love that kind of stuff.
We see movies.
Well, that's fun. Is that
Spider-Man.
Not fun? Spider-Man. You make your kids watch Spider-Man against their will.
The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Sam. You know, that's a new Drake and J. Cole song. It's like, who the goat?
Oh.
They're like pointing at each other.
Oh, me. I thought Drake said something about me. You said looking at Sam.
He says looking at Drake.
Oh, I thought I thought it was Sam maybe talking about me. Dave Ramsey.
I switched it.
Dave Ramsey talked about me.
He did. He's a good rapper too.
He is a good rapper. He's got a who do you think's Dave Ramsey's? Who do you think's
what's
bigger,
the question?
Drake or Dave Ramsey?
Stop it.
Dave Ramsey's huge.
Bro, that is not a question.
I bet if I asked my mom and dad who Drake was or Dave Ramsey,
they for sure know who Drake is.
They know
who
Dave Ramsey
100%.
Is too. They know who Dave Ramsey is too.
Bro, that's not close.
I look it up. Look how many people look up. Look at Google
that
Trends.
Ain't.
Well, Drake just dropped an album, so Google Trends won't be good right now.
Bro, that ain't close.
I bet it is.
No.
I bet it is.
All right. Well, we'll have Tyler do some research for
us. Okay, perfect. All right, so now that we've kind of settled on how we view things, what? Like, every
Drake gonna kill us.
Well, Tyler is going to kill us.
Yeah.
All right, so Drake.
Yeah, very similar, Sam.
Well, that Drake just dropped an album. Go back. Go past 20. There for a while, Dave Ramsey had him.
Yeah.
Back in
1980.
No, it was 2005. He had him still.
Yeah, well, Drake was not around. He wasn't a thing. He was on Degrassi.
Yeah, in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Anyway, this is good. I like this.
Okay, so if you were to start over, Lucas, would you have done anything differently? I like this question sometimes. Sometimes I think it's stupid.
I mean, not on like the real estate, like investment strategy side of things, but you know, I think I would have done a better job with my wife on getting her on board and understanding my passion about behind this.
Communicated better, maybe?
Yeah, we weren't necessarily husband and wife at the time. We were just boyfriend and girlfriend when we started, which is crazy.
Boyfriend, yep.
When we started LLC, we were not engaged. When we bought our first house, we were, though. But, yeah, I would probably communicate that plan a little better, and because I kind of had, like, in my mind, like, hey, I'm doing this. I'm going to do this for us and our future family. And just to get her kind of to see that a little better, I would have done something a little different.
So you talked about the being engaged. You remember when you proposed?
I do.
We got like 30 or 40, maybe more people to like a winery, and it was a surprise for her. Like, so you surprised her. It is an engagement, as most are, but then you did it in front of like 50 people.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
Because you wanted her to say yes, no matter what.
I forced her to say yes.
Yes, like she can't say no.
Yeah. That was wild. And now you own that winery.
Yes. Oh, very small portion of it. But yes, that is wild. That's a big, small city. That's what St. Louis is.
Well, Defiance is just a small city.
Yes.
That's small town.
Defiance is a very small city.
It's like 500 people.
Yes. Defiance Ridge Vineyards. There's probably more people at Defiance Ridge, DRV, than
in the town of Defiance.
A lot of times.
Yes.
Awesome.
Especially if there's an engagement going on.
Yes, or a wedding.
Last couple times we've been there, there's been weddings going on like around us.
There was we were like right in front of the bridal party.
You talked to her.
And the bride, yes, we waved and said good luck.
Yeah.
And she's probably like, you guys are idiots.
Yes, she probably did.
So I agree with that. I think my biggest thing would have been communication at first. Like, I feel like similarly, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I just had passion for it and just believed in the long-term vision of it and felt like I didn't have to get buy-in or like I'm doing this.
Yes.
And I know it's right for our family, so I'm going to do it.
Same.
But didn't communicate it very well. And I ended up, which everybody gets a kick out of, and you know this, I ended up, you know, deciding to communicate probably too late, but I ended up doing PowerPoint presentations. I still have several of them saved. So not forever, but probably for like 4 or 5 months, I did a PowerPoint a month with Courtney and like explained, this is where we are, this is what assets we own, this is what they're worth. Because at this time, we probably had 10 or 15, maybe more.
Yeah.
This is what they're worth. This is our equity. This is our plan. Luke's, you know, goal is to quit his job. And like, I just kept her up in the loop what was going on. And at that point, she, you know, she was on board. She understood it. And now she doesn't even, all right, go do whatever. It doesn't even matter at this point anymore. So, I think similarly, I would have probably communicated a little bit better on the home front.
Yeah, I think we do have such passion behind this thing that we've built and grown that sometimes it could come off as more important than our significant other or our family. So I think I need to be intentional about relaying that is not the case to my wife specifically and my children as well.
Get us an executive assistant that can, you know, they send flowers to our wives on a weekly basis.
How sick would that be, bro?
It would still mean something, even though
it would still mean something.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's do that. Get on it. So how do you excel in all three areas at once? I think, in my opinion, Walls, it's kind of, I don't know if the picking and choosing's right, but A, there's like having the discipline to prioritize things and not do a ton of things that don't help either of those three sections of your life. But I think it's prioritizing, and I don't know if it's picking your timing of when to go hard on something. And, you know, if you have a really long week, you know, buyers clubs week next week are always long. I got a webinar next week, so I'm out a ton next week, and then going to Vegas the following week. So, you know, next week for 6 or 7 days, I'm going to be gone. We have a wedding, so I'm not gonna be like home a ton for like 6 or 7 days. Like, I'm be in town for most of it, but in Vegas for 3 days. So just when I get back, just going like spending more time at home. Usually, like if we go on a retreat or if we do like a mastermind or like I go to an event now, I like to fly home that next morning so I don't get delayed flights. But I just go home now, like get in at 10 o'clock. I don't go to the office. I just go home and spend time with my family and my kiddos. So I feel like just picking your moments, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think what I'm going to say something similar to that is just, you know, when you're in something, you know, be present and be in it. And I'm able to do that by like time blocking. I'll just talk about one day. You know, I wake up, you know, I am able to have some time to myself, work out, grab some coffee, catch up on emails. You know, that's me, work time. And then the kids start getting up. Then I spend some time with them.
You sent me an email at 6:24 this morning. That was that time. You were coffee in your hand probably.
Yeah, I did. Probably cold by that point. But and then kids start getting up and spend some time with them, make them breakfast, get them to the bus. You know, obviously spend some time with my wife there as well. And then get to work. And then at work, it's work, right? And for that 8 hours, 9 hours, whatever it is, you know, there are times throughout the day that I need to be more intentional about maybe reaching out to my significant other as well. But in general, I'm here, I'm present, I'm focused. And that's why sometimes I forget to be like, hey, how you doing, right? Because I'm so locked in. And then when I get home from 5:30 to 8:30, you know, locked in. Like I don't take many business calls. That maybe yesterday was an anomaly every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was like 5:30. But
yeah, that was, you were on your way home. That was like 5:30.
But for those 3 hours, I'm locked in, family, wife, whatever that takes, whatever that looks like. And it looks different every night, right? It could be we're all tired, so we're going to lounge around, watch a movie, or it could all have energy and we want to go run around the neighborhood or go swimming. On a bike ride or school ride or scooter ride or go swimming. Pool's closed, by the way. Is yours?
Next week.
Yeah.
So nice. You just put a check in the like the box thing or whatever?
Well, I think they took the payment or they sent me a link. They were able to send me a link.
Last time I talked, they're like, just put a $1,000 check in like the box and we'll get it when we close it up. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you can pay either over the phone or because that's easier. So silly.
Yeah.
They said put in the electric box.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't have to get into my basement.
Well, I think they meant outside, right? No? Like the little panel outside.
Maybe
thing.
That makes more sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where the heck
you started it,
but time blocking your day and being present when you should be doing one thing or the other.
I think that's a big part of it. So you're saying you took my broad and kind of scoped it to one day, but then just being present, have the discipline to be present when you're there makes it a lot easier. Because if you're between at six and 7, 8 o'clock at night, if you're on your phone, answering emails, you're half-assing that, and then you're also half-assing being home. So just whole ass it.
Whole ass it, and then when the kids go down.
Two ass cheeks.
Two large, chunky ass cheeks. but we could, when the kids go down, then you can make a decision, like, do I need to get more work done tonight? And then if you do, communicate that with your wife, or is now the time to spend and wind down with your wife? So I think you just got options, and when you're all in something, be all in.
I like it. All right, so that's our take on husband, father, entrepreneur, family, all that fun stuff. All right, Walls, so we're going to talk a little bit of sports right now. So fantasy football update. I won last week.
Yay!
I don't even know my record. How many weeks have there been? Am I 3-2 or am I 4-2? I'm going to pull it up as we're talking. But I did the whole plan for the future. I picked Jefferson first. I got Cup in like the fourth round, even though I knew he was going to be on IR for a while. And then unfortunately, Jefferson just got hurt, but I have Cup. So those are like the 1 and 2 wide receivers. I know Chase had a good week.
So good.
And then Kamara, he was suspended for the first 4 weeks. So I also got him and knew. So
Is he back now?
He is back, and he had a good week. So I held my own while they were out, but now, of course, there's some injuries in there. So my team is looking pretty good. My record right now, and I is 3-2, and I got a good week looking ahead. Quickly, my starting lineup, Herbert, Etienne, Kamara, Cup. Now Sutton because Jefferson's out. Schultz, a tight end for Houston. And then I got Osborne or Pickens as kind of my little flex gentleman. So, and I also got Lucas Rice. I just picked him up. He's the wide receiver for Kansas City rookie. I think he's going to be the go-to guy here soon. So that's my team.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I feel like you're always pretty solid.
I know. I do a little bit. I would say I spend 15, 20 minutes a week like checking the lineup, adjusting it, picking up. So I don't spend a ton of time on it.
Yeah.
I spend zero time prepping. I do listen to, we say this a billion times, my boy Colin Cowherd, he talks football like all the time. So I understand a lot of what goes on, and I feel like he has some pretty good takes on things and has good guests that I listen to. So yeah,
this is part of that that fun bucket, right? 15, 20 minutes a week. Yep. But some people are go like freaking hours.
No, the average – I think it's wrong because it's insane, but I remember I did a video last year. The average fantasy football player spends like 6 hours a week. Like, oh my God. I don't think that's right, though.
That's insane,
right,
bro?
That's like almost an hour a day. There's no way. You can't even do that much in there.
But think about – I know this sounds like – this is just where mine goes. Think about – what you can do financially.
Well, no, that's what the video was. Yeah.
Crazy,
the video
man.
Was like if, and I just, you know, was doing the golf thing, but like golfing 5-6 hours on a Saturday, that's fun. But if you do that like every Saturday and then you're spending time on fantasy football, the math is that's like 10 hours a week. That is insane what you could do with that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do some guess the team mini segment, NFL edition. So we are going to guess the team. So, Lucas,
yeah.
Let's have a conversation. What's the longest undefeated streak in the NFL for a team?
Is that like ever or current?
Ever.
Ever.
Right? Yeah, ever.
And it's guessing the team.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer, so we're going to talk through these, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just – I mean, you got to go with, like, the all-time greats, right?
It so could the, be Patriots, like the Patriots.
Patriots,
so
Niners, Dallas,
the,
but
I think
Bills
the Patriots
back
won
in the day.
Like 17 or 18 in a row, then they lost
– Bears back in the day.
Yeah, so they lost in the Super Bowl, and I guess they lost the year before. So most teams do lose in the playoffs.
Is this regular season?
Regular season.
So it could be
so that's the thing. So the Patriots won 17 in a row or whatever, but they could have won 5 in a row in the year before. But then the Dolphins were undefeated. But again, did they lose or win after that?
Yeah.
Or before that?
Dolphins.
So.
Forget about the Dolphins. Could be a lot of teams. Pick one. I'll go with the Dolphins. I like that one.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Woo!
Miami Dolphins 17-0.
Nice. And they did not win the – both 17-0 teams did not win the Super Bowl.
No, the Dolphins won the Super Bowl.
They did that year?
They're the only –
that was pre Marino.
Yeah, they're the only team ever to –
but didn't they go undefeated?
Yeah, they're the only team ever – or they're the last team to go undefeated during the season and the playoffs.
Shula? Was that Shula?
Yeah,
was
it was
Don Shula.
That's awesome, man. I believe, yes.
Sir. Ridiculous.
So anyways, yeah, Shula, I think so. Or maybe Shula was around. Anyways, yeah, they're the heck of a team. I think it was Shula. So most consecutive playoff appearances.
Gosh, I mean, I heard a stat about Tom Brady. It was like the most ridiculous stat I've ever heard. You probably heard it too. He has never taken a snap in his life where he was mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
That is, I've never heard that one.
Is that ridiculous?
Yeah,
so, I mean, with that alone, like his career length, but he has switched teams.
Yes, he did. So, so the Patriots, and I think they made the playoffs when he was.
You could probably guess the Patriots for all three
and
of
be
these
close.
And be
and
yeah.
The year, I bet I guess so the Dolphins were 17-0. The Patriots were too, but I guess. That is regular season, so the Patriots must have like lost in the regular season the year before. But anyways, so yeah, the most consecutive. So he got hurt 1 year, but I think Matt Castle came in. I think they went 11-5, so I'm sure they made the playoffs even when he was hurt. So yeah, I don't know. I mean playoff appearances. It could be that, or it could be Lucas back in the whatever when the Packers when there was 8 or 10
Packers
teams,
or the
right?
Bears or something.
The Packers
yeah.
back in Lombardi area
yeah.
era, or the Bears or the Dolphins or the Steelers. The Steel Curtain they were really good for a while, and
yeah.
knowing T. York, you'd think he would throw a Steelers one in there. So I'm going to go Steelers just because T. York is a big Steelers fan. Who are you going to guess? Patriots.
Sure.
Okay. What do we got?
Colts. 10 in a row with old P. Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was it for a while there.
Yeah,
he was the one.
And then
Brady kind of overtook him a little bit.
And that and then I think that's probably a little bit of overlap between Luck and because when Luck came in, they were
no.
I guess because they got Luck, so they didn't make the playoff that year. But that next year they made it with
yeah.
Luck. Because I remember they were the last. They were ranked 31st of 32 teams, and Luck had them on the back of his practice shirt when during like the preseason and then. He took the worst team in the league and went 11-5, 11-5, 11-5. Crazy as a rookie.
What do you think? What do you think Andrew Luck is doing right now?
I have no idea. I mean, he's
that was so wild. Did he retire like
31 or something?
Yeah,
he's so good too.
Can we look
left
up
like,
what the heck Andrew
he
Luck's
like
doing right now?
$300 million on the table, but I guess if you don't need
he
it,
he was done, bro.
Yeah, he was done.
He knew.
He lost his passion. And was done. Do you ever see those highlights of like him getting hit? like they like they're all mic'd up all the time for NFL films and stuff. And he used to get smoked, and like he'd be like, "Good hit, man, good hit." Like he'd always tell the defense, "Good hit." Hopefully,
Josh Allen does that too.
I think
a little bit.
Josh Allen's a little more immature. Josh Allen like gets super mad when he tries to get like a call or anyways.
Yeah. Yes,
I like Josh Allen's fire. I think he's a little mature. All right. So most points in a season. The Dolphins are on record to break on pace to break that right now, but
that's what I was gonna say. Like it's probably pretty recent as just
I think I know who it is.
As more, you know, rules came into play to favor the offensive player. So I would say it's probably pretty recent.
Who's your guess?
I'm
like 80% sure I know it.
Okay, you go with it. I have no idea.
2000 Rams.
Really? I thought that got broken.
I don't think so. Yeah. Who is it?
Yeah, let's see what it is.
13 Broncos with Peyton,
They won that year too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They won the year after, one of the two.
They won one of those years, they got smoked by the Seahawks, then they won that next year. So
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool that Peyton and TB12 did kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and Rodgers was trying to do it, and he honestly had a decent chance. Yeah. The Jets are good if they had a quarterback that they were doing. But so the Rams, I know the Dolphins just broke the Rams record for points through five games.
Yeah.
And
when you drop a 70, it helps.
Well, and
it's like two games.
McDaniels,
like two good games.
His interview was hilarious.
I love him.
God, he's so funny.
Love him.
His interview, they're like, what do you think about this? He's like, we reached our goal. Our goal was statistical output after five games. And then he like gets serious face, and everybody laughed. They thought he was serious for me. He's like, that was our goal, statistical output after five games. He spent the entire offseason planning for a five-game statistical output.
He likes to put on a little front, but in the locker room, he's a stud. I've heard some of his people listen to him.
Yes, they respect the hell out of that little bitty, like skinny accountant-looking dude.
Yeah.
I don't think he's very tall either.
Didn't he come up as a Broncos ball boy?
Yeah, he was like a Broncos ball boy, I think. And then
he hates them, right? Because they fired him or didn't hire him from.
He's cool. He's not your typical NFL coach. They're all like Tomlin or like even McVay. They're just like huge, these big guys. And like your team, the Lions, you like this year. That Dan Campbell's a big.
He's
man.
A stud. Yeah.
He's a big man.
Good coach too.
Yes. Yeah. Great coach.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. That is fun. All right, so true false statement. So you're going to try to stump me on some true false.
All right, let's rock and roll. Statement number one, the Great Wall of China is longer than the distance between New York City and Los Angeles across our whole country. Is the Wall of China longer than that?
I think of the Wall of China, I just think of that horrible Matt Damon movie that came out about it. They're like, who
the
are
Great
they trying
Wall?
To keep out or something like
I
that?
I did not watch that. Yeah. You were a big Matt Damon
I
fan for a while there.
I still like Matty. I'm going to say false.
The answer is true, my man.
It is? Wow. They built a huge wall. How long that had to take?
Yeah, we talked about the pyramids. Talk about that freaking thing.
That probably took them how long to make?
Dude, I have no
aliens.
Idea.
Aliens.
Aliens, bro.
When
was that built?
I think it was built in 1500 BC. Oh, I just made that up. When
pretty
was it
close.
Built?
770 BC.
Took 300 years to build. Goodness gracious. The country, the United States hasn't been along. So they would have started before the United States was even
and
around.
And it's lasted for 2,000 years. That's unbelievable, man. That's wild. We should probably think about that more.
I feel like that's...
Can you just walk the whole thing?
I don't know if the whole thing anymore.
Is there like restaurants on it where you can stop and grab a brewski?
That's a lot of paranoia. I'm 0-1.
Okay, all right. Statement number two. Polar bears are large and fucking mean.
Yeah,
they would eat you alive.
Yeah, they're not
alive.
Friendly, yeah.
Yeah. Polar bears.
They drink Coca-Cola too, do you know that?
They do, and they sled.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And they have cute little cubs. Polar bears do not have a dominant paw preference like humans do. They use both their left paw and right paw equally.
I mean, how do we even know? Like, are we playing catch with them? Do we know, how they grab seals and kill them with which hand first? How do you know how polar bear is dominant or not?
You tell me.
Dude, does this look good? I see out of the corner of my eye now.
Yeah, good thing Tior cooked that up for you.
I completely screwed up what he did. All right. I would say that is true.
That is false. So they do have a dominant hand, so they know what they're getting, what they're getting to seal with.
I, and I'm gonna throw the flag on that one. Nobody knows. They don't. How do they know? Did they ask him? Hey, which hand do you like to throw?
Do you think polar bears can talk, Prim?
Well, yeah. How do they have dominant fucking paws?
Have you ever heard of observance?
Go on to the next one.
Statement three: bees. Not switching from polar bears to bees. Bees cannot see the color red, but can see a range of other colors, including ultraviolet.
You're much better sport than me on these. True.
You got it.
Yay!
1 out of 3.
I honestly don't even read the question. I'll look at it now. I just said one. Okay. Yeah.
Great job, bud.
Thanks, man.
Super proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to go places.
Appreciate that. Why don't you want to tell a story, Lucas? What do you want to tell a story about? The retreat?
Or just like our
retreats?
Crazy last week. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking that or the retreat at the end of the year.
Ooh.
And all that and the reasons behind everything.
That'd be good. Let's do it then. Yeah. So we do
quarterly retreats. We do quarterly retreats for all of our companies, our three companies in our accounting now. So we have four quarterly retreats that our leadership teams from each of our companies meet offsite or in a big conference room and just focus for one entire day working on the business, recapping the last quarter, forecasting the next quarter. So we do that on a quarterly basis. But then once a year, we do it for the like kind of leaders of all of our companies and us just meet and project the next year and do like a mastermind.
Yes.
Go.
So we got that date set here in December, right? It's either, you know, at the end of the quarter or at the beginning of the quarter or end of year, beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So
6th through the 8th, I believe.
So we're doing it like, yeah, beginning of December, just because, you know, end of the year gets crazy with the holidays and stuff. And beginning of the year, we're kind of implementing our plan and kind of kicking that off with the team. So it's busy as well. But so we decided beginning of December and, we're going to a lake house down in Table Rock, real close to where Sam and I bought the Branson Resort that we've talked about on here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing like our final walkthrough at that point too. So it'll be fun. But staying a couple days down there, and I've been down there 3 times since we've bought the facility. First time we flew private.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next 2 times we drove.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I know which one I like better. And we kind of talked with our team on if we took a private jet as our board of directors down there, would that have a negative look through the lens of our teammates? So we talked about that pretty in depth and wanted to make sure we were making the right decision and not coming off as I don't know, bougie or whatever that looks like, irresponsible, whatever that looks like. So we decided to do it for, I would say, 2 or 3 main reasons.
You've already done this speech, so just go back to that
speech. Yeah, I've done this speech to our board of directors. So,
because most people are against it, by the way. We're like, we're probably not going to do the jet. You know, it's not a good look. We just don't think like, you know, it's been a fine year, but it has been like a banger year financially.
Right.
So we're probably not going to do it. And then, so we were going to vote. And then Lucas gave this little, locker room speech he's about to give right now.
Yeah.
To convince everybody to do it.
I'm not going to be the same tone probably, but anyway, you know, the timing difference is probably about 8-hour difference round trip, whether you drive or fly private. We have all of our top level executives on this trip. So 8 people, and I don't even know what we all are worth or make an hour, but we have a whole extra day to get shit done versus driving down there, being exhausted, and then driving back. So whole extra day that 8 people, just the time per hour that's going to save us and what we can accomplish if we were here focused on that. So that was one thing. And then just the I just want our team to start thinking bigger, raising our financial thermostat and just think about, you know, we do deserve this. We bust our freaking ass. We deserve this. It's okay. Think bigger. This is going to start becoming the norm as our team grows from 50 employees to 1,000 employees over this next 10 years or so. And, you know, the people that are here now are the foundation. We're just freaking getting started. And I want it to feel like that.
And I think the third one that you mentioned is just kind of the experience of it.
They, yeah.
Most of them have, if not all of them, have never been on a private jet. I don't think any of them had. I think, well, besides.
Courtney's freaking out.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like, I don't think I can do it. I'm like, I'm going to drag you on.
Yeah. It is a little bit nerve-wracking, but I with my old company, I had been on probably 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
And then we went. So before that, though, there's a couple people, but most people never been on one. So that was part of it, just experiencing cool stuff.
Yeah, as a leadership team, too.
Yep, and the bonding of that.
But yeah, still slightly concerned about the optics, but we're going to give a similar talk to our team to make sure. And the money is that's for the private jets coming from Sam and I individually,
yeah,
too.
We're not
pulling like business retained earnings to do this or anything like that.
So cool. Well, that was a fun little story. T. York got to hear about it first.
Yep, he is. So
now we know.
What do you think? Are you okay with the T. York? All right, bro. Appreciate
you. All right, awesome. Well, hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please share this with a friend. That's the only real way that we can grow this. And also, go buy my book.
Do it.
$5.
T. York did.
T. York did.
All our students did.
Over 1,000 sales. Pretty cool. So it's doing all right, but we don't really push it a ton. So go buy the book, give this a rating and review, share this with a friend, and I bet you'll have a better day than if you don't do those things.
There you go.
All right. Let's throw it. I have an impossible shot.
Oh, I got
a
good line.
One.
This I got to move
so
this.
Easy.
I got to move this.
This is so easy for you, Lucas.
Yeah, it is. Now, with this out of the way, I'm in.
Like, I don't know.
Buckets.
If mine's physically possible.
So instead of being up 5, I'll be up 6. Like, what's the difference?
I'm going to go low this time.
Ooh. Ooh. Pretty close.
All right, cool.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.